Welcome to episode 70 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It's yet another rainy day as I sit in my office to put together this week's show, and it's true to say we're definitely getting our share of April showers. Now, around this time each year, many ancient woodlands throughout the country spring to life, with a carpet of bluebells appearing almost overnight. I make a point of visiting one such place every year to see what different shots I can capture and also what opportunities might exist for future photo shoots. In this episode then, I'm talking through some of the pictures as I captured them on a recent trip out, thankfully picking my moment to make use of some of the finer weather we've had in recent days. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 70. It's just about 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning as I record this, and once again this week I am in a local woodland. Not the same woodland actually as I was in on last week's show when I recorded a few thoughts, but this time very specifically I am in an ancient woodland locally. You can hear the cars in the background as I walk deeper away from the road into the woodland. This is an ancient woodland which at this time of year has the ground covered, and I mean absolutely covered, almost as far as the eye can see, with bluebells. And I always make a trip every year because as much as I've shot bluebells every year in these woodlands for a long time, every year you get something a little bit different. And for that reason, I've decided to do something a bit different again this year. In the past, I would turn up here, I'm just going to carry on walking to get away from the road here. Every year, I would walk through these woodlands and I would have a camera bag with a number of lenses, maybe a flash for some sort of fill light and all this sort of thing. And then last year, I decided to go on a day where it was a very windy day and just use slow shutter speeds and the permanence of the trees that aren't moving, if that makes sense. So focusing on the trees, a very static subject with the bluebells moving around in the wind, and I got some really nice sort of motion blur shots. Well, I really enjoyed that and I thought I might come back and do some more of the same, but of course I'm always trying to try something a little bit different and look at things a little bit differently. And so today I have come along with a very bare minimum of equipment. I'm walking along here. Over my shoulder is a tripod, and attached to that tripod, no surprise, is a Nikon D3. But it has on it today an 80-200 f2.8 AFS lens. Now you might immediately think, well, why are you shooting on a big telephoto lens in the woodland? Surely you want to get that carpet of flowers and all the rest of it. That's fair enough, and I can do some wider shots. I just need to step back a little bit, shoot at the 80mm end, and that'll be fine. But actually, what I'm trying to do this time is just concentrate on details. So what I'm going to do here, and like I said, I've literally just walked in. I'm probably maybe 70 metres in from the road, and you can probably hear already it's a lot quieter. Got the birds in the trees and you can just hear the faint hum of the traffic in the background. I should probably point out, I will sort of link to this woodland, but it's on the outskirts of Chichester in West Sussex, down on the south coast. But of course I'm going to be the one making the most noise here. I'm just adjusting the tripod just to give me a starting point. So it's a bit muddy underfoot, I'm not worried about that. The camera is actually mounted in such a way that it's the, because of the length and the weight of this lens, the lens itself is mounted to the tripod. That way you don't have the pressure, the centre of gravity and all that sort of thing. The pressure isn't on the wrong points on the camera. So it's a bright morning, and we are forecast, we've had all sorts of funny weather here in recent days, but we are forecast bright spells and showers throughout the day. So I'm just going to be sort of having a look, seeing how the light plays off the trees. There's nothing immediately that jumps at me as I walk along. I don't necessarily, very boggy underfoot here, I don't necessarily expect to get shots straight away. And that's not the point, you know. The point is just, as I said last week when I was talking about scouting a location, you're just walking around, having a look at what's around you, seeing the opportunities visually. And yeah, see, that's nice. I'm just, funny, I looked over my shoulder just as I was walking along there, and the sun, obviously this is backlit, so the sun is just sort of, sun is just catching the bluebells. So what I'm going to do, it's nothing particularly special, but again, I'm not too worried. I'm just going to frame up here, shooting long. That's nice. Just, again, just sort of getting myself into the, what you might call into the groove. Here we go. Don't really like, there's a fallen branch in the on the ground here, which the light is just catching. That's not ideal. So I'm just zooming in. That's nice. Actually, now I'm going to move around again. Lovely. So I'm shooting at this is going to be F5. So I'm focusing on this tree in the sort of mid-distance. That's it. 125th of a second. Quick shot there. That's nice. Just going to zoom in and see. Lovely and sharp. Background blurring out nicely. And the foreground. That's really nice, because what you get by having the backlights there is it just lightens up these flowers. And I should just explain, when you're walking through these woodlands and you've got all these, you're not allowed to pick, I think I'm right in saying, you're not allowed to pick bluebells from these woods. There are it's not an endangered species, but they're protected, or you're just not supposed to, so don't do it. But by that same token, it's always best to stick to the main paths, or if there are little paths that come off, don't just go tramping around into the, you know, into the middle of the woodland. So I'm just going to walk, follow my steps back, and I'm back onto the main path now. I saw one person just in the distance walking, presumably walking a dog, or just going for a walk. But yeah, not a bad opening shot. So nothing really grabbed me. What really makes the shots different here is when you get just these pools of light that you see. And I've just spotted another one. I'm going down low here. That's nice. It's just got a tree stump. That's nice. I'm just locking up the tripod. I'm shooting this vertically. You can hear aeroplane above. And I'm going to select the focus point down into the near foreground. There's a twig sticking up. I'm going to shoot it right at F. I'm going to go at F4. Just check the background with the... That's it. Just checking the depth of field. So again, what I'm going to do, I am on a tripod, but as you know, I do often like to use... I don't have a remote trigger or anything with me today. So I'm just using a self-timer. On this one, there we go, focusing there, that's nice. And then 2 seconds from now, there's the shot. That's really nice, just a basic detail shot in the woodland. That's really nice. What I'm going to do is, while I'm here, just going to shoot it horizontally. It's always worth shooting. See, it's nowhere near as strong a composition. I'm just going to lock the tripod up. Oh, sun's just going. Let's see if we can get that. Oh, just got it. But it's, as I say, it's no way near as strong a composition. I'm going to carry on walking. The sun's gone in and some people walking towards me, so I will pause there, and when I find another good little location, I will continue telling you what I'm up to. So, I've found another spot, and the sun has gone in just as I got here, but I'm glad to say it's just coming out. This is the thing, if it was really sunny all of the time, then everything, you wouldn't get this necessarily such beautiful dappled light coming through the trees. but it is in and out all the time, and it's just going a little bit again with this big cloud behind me, and I can see it. But what I'm doing, I'm just lining up this other shot, and I'm actually right down at ground level now. Well, say ground level, I'm literally just as I shoot, I'm just above the bluebells as I shoot this. So I'm just lining the tripod up, and I'm going to wait and see what the sun light does. I'm just looking up over to my, it's probably about 9 o'clock as I face forward, and the sun's just coming up, and it's just catching this stump. Again, it's a tree where it's been coppiced, or whatever you call it. Just take a quick shot. There we go, that's looking nice. Just zooming quickly. You don't want to spend too much time kind of zooming in and what have you, because you will miss the light if you're, you know, just looking at the back of your camera all the time. There was just something in the foreground which just caught over the main sort of trunk of this tree that I'm sort of focused on. So I just want to reposition to the right a little bit. That's looking good. There's all this, say, in the foreground, there's all this kind of fallen twigs and branches and what have you. And, they're really nice. So where they're out of focus, and I'm shooting, I should probably say, I'm shooting at f4 for that last shot. This one is f2.8. The sun's gone right in. It looks as though we could be, the showers they promised us could be on the way, because it's some pretty moody looking clouds, blue sky, puffy white clouds, and then these big sort of grey rolling clouds just starting to close in. Just while I'm waiting for the light then, as I stand here, or I'm crouching down, the tripod is set on its lowest setting, short of reversing the centre column and getting really low down. Probably the camera's about a foot and a half maybe off the ground, something like that. But it's the thing is, what I'm trying to do today is, because I'm shooting with a telephoto lens, what you get is a compressed perspective. You see, the bigger the lens, your focusing has to be more spot on, because there's less room for error. But you get this compression effect, and that just throws the foreground and background out really nicely. And if you're shooting low down, or you're shooting through flowers, or it doesn't even have to be that. If you were, say, you were shooting motor racing, and you're in the paddocks, or if you were sort of in the garages, and you wanted to frame the picture, you can just throw anything out of focus, front and back, and it just, what it does, it leads the eye into the picture really nicely. So I'm just sort of having a look here. It's a shame that this sun isn't coming out more. I'm just going to take a quick shot. There we go. It's a shame that the light isn't just hitting that. But again, it's just, it's just one of those things where there's a really nice light in here anyway. Let's just have a look here. Looking nice. Bit of movement, you might be able to hear the wind just blowing around a little bit. It's quite still today, but I'm just gonna up the 20th of a second, so the light's really dropped. Those shots weren't quite as sharp as I would like, so I'm just gonna, still shooting f2.8, I'm on 160th of a second, freeze that movement in the breeze. There we go. That should be nicer. That's lovely and sharp. Yeah, that's lovely. So again, with the D3 noise, digital noise, there's not an issue with that, because, we don't need to go into that any further. I've talked about that a lot in the past. So, just quick recap on that shot. Just looking here, that's nice and sharp. Lovely. Just going to take another one, just because I can, at f4, and the light's dropped again, so we'll just go to ISO 800, 125th of a second. There we go. And that is lovely. So I'm not going to waste any more time there. I'm not going to wait for the light anymore. I saw some horses actually going by just now. Not wild. They're not wild in this, unless they get away from their owners. But there are places down along the south coast where you do find wilder horses, most notably is the New Forest, which is a lovely place if ever you're looking for a good walking or camping area. I'll link to it in the show notes, of course. So I've come to a crossroads in the paths here, just having a look around me to see what's down. Nothing especially down that path or that one. Again, that wonderful expression of not being able to see the wood for the trees. You know, you've got so much around you on these paths. Now, what was that? Something... Was that a spot of rain? No, I think that was okay. I'm just backtracking a little bit because there's some really nice tree, sort of with greenery there. And this is just something that I often do, is the tripod, it's carbon fibre tripod, so it's nice and light, but it's still in my hand. I'm just framing, just looking through the lens with... Yeah, the camera's up to my eye, tripod's not even touching the ground. That's a really nice shot. So I'm just going to set up a shot here. Just quickly extending two. This is a, was it one, two, three? Three section or four if you include the one that doesn't adjust. Three or four section leg tripod. So I'm not, as it stands, I'm not quite at eye height. Let's just... have a look here. A lot of people walking. A lot of people sort of in their planes going overhead. Let's just have a look. Here we go. So I'm just below, as I stand here, bear in mind, those of you who don't know, I'm around about 5'8 on a good day. And this is kind of up to stomach level now, the camera. So I'm just framing up here. That's nice. What I've got is this one tree with the bluebells actually not in the foreground at all, just in the background. Just locking that up nice and tight. Now there's a... I just want to walk over here. There's a... birch trees are here. And this is just want to make sure this isn't a dead piece. No, that's fully alive. So I'm not going to attempt to move that. As I said, I think in last week's show, which is purely coincidence that it was in the woodland. You don't want to be ripping nature apart. You don't want to be pulling stuff, you know, out of the ground. You don't need to do that, you just need to work around it. So I'm just going to make do with that little sort of sapling branch. So I'm just going to focus on the tree. Again, it's f4 200 because that wind is still there. Okay, step away. Okay, that's nice. Let's have a look. Nice and bright. Again, with the histogram shooting to the right, if you don't know what that means. The histogram on the back of the camera, a little quick technical bit, is a visual graphic representation of your picture. So the shadows are on the left, midtones in the right, highlights on the right. You want all of the spikes of your histogram to be going as far to the right as you can before you blow out the highlights. Okay, and it's this is how I approach every shot, and I've got my camera already set up to plus 0.3 on the exposure compensation again. But if you start shooting in this way, it's you'll find you really have more that you can play with afterwards. The light's just coming through there, perfect, absolutely perfect. Just oh god, that makes such a difference. Absolutely flat, and then all of a sudden it just shapes all of that foliage there. That is really, really nice. Because of the way I've framed this, it's not going to suit a horizontal format. So I'm just going to move on to the next shot. And again, I will catch up with you in just a second. With that same airplane just hovering overhead, I've just stepped a few paces along. I'm just going to be very quick here. The sun's just catching this other just sapling. Oh, that's nice. It's just bringing it out from the rest, and the colors are really nice and saturated. It's just a few sprigs of leaves just coming out there, which is just working really nicely. Again, a vertical shot. I've taken the camera down to ISO 200, nice and fine, and I'm just going to go to a horizontal format again because it's just going to work. The sun's just coming, just going f4 200th per second. There we go. That's really nice. That could well be the shot for the show notes. Who knows? Doesn't show any bluebell woods because, again, the tripod is kind of at sort of chest height now. That's really nice. Again, you probably... I didn't mean to rush on the last point, but as is often the case, and you've heard me in situations like this before, whether it's shooting fireworks or whether it's shooting wildlife sort of in woodland, that sort of thing, sometimes if you're working with the light, you have to be so observant and react so quickly, because the light changes literally in, you know, in a matter of a second or two. So I'm just having a look here. There's a, you know, family walking towards me, and there's footpath signs here. So I've got my eye on those, and the sun's just coming out. And I'm just going to set the camera up. Again, another vertical shot. The sun's coming out even more. I'm just going to set this up. Probably camera's just about above chest height now. Set it out to be a vertical shot. That's lovely. That's really nice. Just again, these shots, thinking of sort of telling a scene, f2.8, all the sun's going. There we go. Oh, that's really nice. Throwing that background out. It says public footpath and all the usual things. We've got bluebells in the background. That's lovely. Don't need to do any more on that. And you probably notice that I'm not actually doing a lot of test shots as I go here. I don't think once I've had to say about, you know, oh, that's a little bit dark, a little bit light. It doesn't mean that I don't have to. We all have to do things like that. But what you actually get is, as I've said before, the more you get to know your camera equipment, you know, the way you know how it reacts in different lighting situations, the more you're going to be able to save time, get the shots you want, and you don't have to be taking lots of test shots. Now again, just walking along here, let's see, just a long zoom shot into the distance here. It's not so much a detail shot, but it is, oh, that light's going. Just got these trees here, there we go, right up to 200 and a 3/20th of a second. It's a nice shot, but again, I've got hundreds, literally hundreds, maybe thousands probably actually, of shots just like this. So I'm going to pause for a second while I walk around, because I'm happy with that. It's a nice sort of way to work my way into this situation, you know, but I just want to find something just that little bit different that maybe I haven't got before, just in the same way that the blur pictures from last year was something that I hadn't shot for a long time, or, you know, something different. So I will catch up with you just as soon as I've found another spot. So again, looking back towards the light, it's still shining. This must be I don't know if this is the sun before the storm, like a calm before the storm, but a really nice little sort of sprig coming out the ground there. It's quite wide from where I am. I thought I'd be zoomed in further, but I'm just going to shoot again. I'll go to F4 here, check the depth of field, that's fine. Yeah, oops, here we go, lovely. So again, 2/50th of a second, just check that. Okay, that works. That works nicely. And again, just gonna get a vertical shot. Now it works quite well. Let's just see this here. Sorry, yeah, horizontal shot, that was a vertical to begin with. But that's not the shot I want. I want to be taking the camera right down low again. And again, working, covered in mud here. If you, word of warning, if you are going to be adjusting tripod legs in a hurry, just do remember, if you are in a woodland or something, you've got mud everywhere, and it does get everywhere. So again, just down at ground level, make sure the legs are splayed out properly. Let's just adjust this. And again, when you're choosing a tripod, for those of you who haven't really given it a lot of thought, bear these sort of situations in mind, because you don't want to be fumbling around. Oh, that's lovely, really nice. So I'm just going to lock everything up. That sun is perfect now. So f4.5, I can actually go to 5. Yeah, that'll be lovely, just to give a bit more front to back. ISO 200, 250 for the second. F5, spot on. That so far, I retract my previous statement, so far that is my shot of the day so far. That's my show notes picture. I'm just going to go in for a vertical shot. You'll notice, actually, with the podcast, I tend to put show note pictures as horizontal shots rather than vertical. That works very well, actually, that particular shot. Let's just see. Now, what's... Something's happened here. Oh, I see. Right, okay. This tripod has a quick release... has a quick release mechanism on it. It's a Gitzo tripod. And where I've been moving around, the quick release plate has come away from the tripod bush on the lens. So what I'm going to do is, and you've got a real life example of testing here, I'm testing this tripod and I can see what's happening is it's not releasing as quickly as it blooming well should. So there we go. But did you see, or rather did you hear, the amount of time that I've just wasted fumbling around with that? This is why when I talk to people and I say about doing real world testing, it has to be tested on location as I'm using it, real life situations. And I'm just, funnily enough, I'm just using, to tighten it, just using a 50p coin. Because that is the perfect size to, short of having a screwdriver, there we go, I can't tighten that anymore. But yeah, again, so what I've had to have done, you know, I've taken away my framing. I've got to start from scratch again, near enough. Just going to try to get this back in there. That locks up nicely. There we go. Nice. There's a family coming towards me. Now, again, usual rules. If they start talking to me, I will turn the audio off and catch up with you in a minute. But let's just see. Focus is all over the place. There we go. Now, where did I want it to be? That's it. Light, thankfully, is still there. So, 250th of a second. There we are. Spot on. Absolutely spot on. Really happy with that. That is lovely. Now, I might go in a little bit closer, just right up to the very edge of this pathway here. But again, no point. Oh, you can hear birds doing whatever birds do. There we go, there we are. Just framing up. Okay. And tighter shot again. Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice. It could perhaps go a bit lighter, you know, having said what I did before. But that actually, I like the darker elements there because, yeah, you're getting the darker elements, you're getting the highlights on the tops of the leaves, lovely focus going, blowing out in the background and the foreground, some of the leaves. But because it's backlit, where there are cobwebs, I can see spider webs, you're just catching the light. It's lovely. Now, I can hear that family making a bit of a din in the background, so I'm just going to catch everything before it falls and walk in completely the opposite direction and actually walk towards the dark looming grey clouds. So let's just take stock, shall we? And that breeze is getting up, you can probably hear that. Just gotta look behind me, that's fine, nothing else. So that has been, I'm just gonna check the timings of this. Where are we? Oh, we're just short of half an hour on that recording so far. And I think that's probably a good place to leave it because hopefully that's given you some sort of an idea of the technical considerations. Trying something a bit different, limiting yourself to a certain piece of equipment rather than taking the whole camera bag full of stuff. And I'd say just within half an hour I've got a few shots there. You don't need to shoot hundreds and thousands. I'm actually happier with the few shots I've got just because I'm looking for something different than maybe the hundreds that I have shot one after another in the past. So unless I do come across an amazing scene which I want to share with you, because it's all very samey here, there are shots around every corner, so I can record on and on and on and on. But unless I find something that is absolutely marvellous, I'm going to leave it there. I will share some pictures, and I might even get my my phone out with its Pixlr-O-Matic application on it and shoot some phone camera pictures to upload to the Flickr set. So hopefully that's given you a little insight again into this sort of thing. All the links will be in the show notes. And yeah, if you fancy a challenge, do get out into the woodland around times where there's something that only appears just for a matter of a week or two or something, like bluebells, and you know, just experiment. So anything else, do let me know. But on that note, I will leave it there.
With the bluebells not quite fully out yet, I may well make another trip, perhaps taking advantage of the rain we've had, as the woodland takes on a whole different atmosphere in damp conditions. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, @GilesBabbage. There's a Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.